Recording from John Jay College of Criminal Justice in Manhattan, my name is Daria Lisa Avila Chevalier.
And I'm Nick Rodrigo. This is They Are Just Deportees, an innovative new podcast series from the Social Anatomy of a Deportation Regime, which looks to interview scholars, journalists, and activists researching, reporting on, and resisting the structural violence of the U.S. immigration enforcement system.
The title of this podcast comes from the Woody Guthrie protest song, Plane Crash at Los Gatos, which memorialized the deaths of 28 migrant farm workers who died on a deportation flight from the U.S. back to Mexico on January 28, 1948. In this song, Guthrie laments the callous disregard the mainstream media had for reporting this tragedy, referring to the deceased as just deportees. Sadly, 80 years later, this state-sanctioned practice of forced removal has continued on an industrial scale, and the human effects of deportation is still completely sanitized with mainstream media and academic discourse.
During this podcast, the listener will be taken to the U.S. borderlands, where the violence of the state's militarized bordering practices maintain a global stream of undocumented labor to the U.S. economy, riven by racial divisions and exploitations. From here, we will go to the immigration courtroom, where the violence of the removal regime finds new forms of terror through the crushing mendacity of the institution's bureaucracy. En route to deportation, the migrant is often held in a detention center, built and sustained by the carceral logic steering U.S. population control in the late 20th century.
We will examine these factors and how detention of migrants fits into the immigration nexus, which has emerged in the post-civil rights era. The deportation regime does not only rely on a series of bureaucracies for detention and removal and bordering, it also sustains climates of fear, uncertainty, alienation, and anxiety amongst the most vulnerable members of our society. This podcast will also investigate the effects of deportability on young people and survivors of domestic violence.
It is our intention through this podcast to draw attention to the infrastructure of violence and subjugation, which is sanctioned by the security state and the contradictions of US capital. Through this process, we hope to draw attention to the resiliency of migrant resistance and open up space to discuss avenues for resistance.